Trump and the China virus. A glitch in the Matrix 2020. By James Dalton. On squirrels and other distractions. You have to hand it to them. To politicians and journalists in the pockets of worldwide big money. They know exactly what they are doing, and the world succumbs. Even when the squirrel really is in your garden chewing on your plums, don't let him own your thoughts. For if you do, he will be chewing your plums always. Ang Ryman 2017. Chinese squirrel. All minds are focused on the biggest squirrel in the history of the world, the China virus. Don't misunderstand me, the COVID-19 virus is real and a major public health issue. I have found out in the preceding 2 weeks that Piers Morgan, along with the large majority of the nation's journalists, is moonlighting from other professions. They are really virologists and epidemiologists. I am saddened by the inability of our political classes and the media that prop them up, to simply convey the message and advice from him government accurately and without obfuscation or reinterpretation. Wherefore art thou, responsibility? But world history has not stopped, and there are so many other major happenings in the world, it is important not to focus solely on the squirrel of COVID-19, the China virus. Other realities of the world and the timing of this virus release, mutation are just too perfect, too coincidental. Crazy squirrel. Trump was an anomaly. A glitch in the matrix, so to speak. The globalists and establishment political class dubbed by Trump as the swamp were not happy at his election, and the public needed to be shown what a crazy danger, what a madness Trump's election was. Faux bias D squirrel. Pre-election 2016, Donald J. Trump won the race to be Republican candidate for the U.S. presidency. He went from media darling to elude Adolf Hitler in the blink of an eye. Before the 8th of November 2016, in the run-up to Election Day, he was a sexist, a racist, a homophobe, an anti-Semite, an Islamophobe, a disablest, think of an ISDophobe, and the bad orange man was probably it. The full house of evil and every person aware of Donald J. Trump associated him with these characteristics through the narrative of the mainstream media. Despite their word association, TV channels and newspapers from CNN to the New York Times failed to convince the voters. On the 8th of November 2016, Trump was chosen by the people of the USA to be their 45th president. Russian Trump derangement squirrels. Trump cheated, Trump is mentally unstable, Trump is a Russian agent, Trump is a fascist, the dossier, and Trump is a liar. These were some of the new themes besprinkling the skewed and crazed partial reporting of the following 3 years. The media had Michael Avenatti, Stormy Daniels and other ladies on the shelf and play the tried and tested Trump assaulted me on a bus 35 years ago stock stories, a technique used in the attempt to destroy Judge Brett Kavanaugh, now Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh. Perpetual attacks from a journalistic profession salivating at the prospect of getting their man affected the U.S. press pack. Trump became the obsession of a whole swathe of the most influential celebrities, newscasters, broadcasters, journalists, commentators and politicians. The hatred for this president and loss of impartiality spread like an infection, like a virus, until the large majority of the herd of the world press corps had contracted Trump derangement syndrome and gained immunity to reason. Russia? Mueller couldn't find a thing, and he had $30 million plus of research funding. It was a silly proposition in the first place, and even the swampy Robert Mueller, with his fingerprints all over the supply of uranium to Iran, said no collusion. The only question regarding the Russian squirrel is how easily many could have thought the notion wasn't fantastical on its face. Millions of column inches ensued, little reflecting kindly on the president, little reflecting truth. Impeachment? The overt corrupt nature of impeaching a president was witnessed by millions. Schiff, Pelosi, Schumer led the besmirchment of a 243-year history with lies, corruption, deceit at the heart of the U.S. Republic, showing utter contempt for the very office they hold and the people who they shamelessly claim to represent. Those same millions also noted how the mainstream media throughout the world reported on this impeachment process, and the actions of the Democrats throughout will be reflected in their loss of support of decent patriotic registered Democrats throughout the USA, their core values insulted. Squirrel drought forecast. Trump was winning big league, winning bigly. Russia, no collusion. Impeachment, over, not guilty. With the economy growing and confidence metrics in the US at all-time highs, a Trump 2020 presidential victory appeared unstoppable. Record low unemployment, wages up, businesses throughout the US growing, producing, farming, mining, drilling, stock market at all-time high, and with the energy sector boom making the USA a net energy exporter, Trump was a shoe-in for re-election in 2020. Record satisfaction ratings across the board, the Democrats all at sea, there was nothing that could stop Trump. Timely Chinese squirrel. Along came a virus from China. The greenest newest deal, Greta Thunberg, Extinction Rebellion and the fake climate emergency fear just weren't doing it. They weren't tipping the needle. The green lobby is currently having to take a back seat in the green rooms. Edit, as of the 23rd of March 2020 they have to stay at home. As for the Labour leadership epic, that's going on hold, getting boring, and the next election's a long way away. The whole world, and I mean the whole world, is aware of COVID-19, the China virus or Chinese virus. Transfixed. Where were you locked down when the Kung flu hit? Will be the new where were you when you heard Kennedy was shot? Memories will be stamped. People have died and there is a declared pandemic. Stock markets have crashed. The public has been asked, in some places told, to stay indoors, cease work, stop life, hibernate, and switch the world off, all to stop Armageddon. It's over for Trump now. Trump's finished. The curtain's falling. Please note at this juncture to readers in the US or UK, please listen to the official daily guidance on personal behavior from the US or UK government respectively, and please act in accordance with it. Date 23rd of March 2020, wash your hands regularly and keep away from the elderly and infirm, including your relatives. Squirrel-free safe space. History may, or may not, show how the COVID-19 virus started, though the timing of an accidental cross-species mutation of what is being predicted by many to be the most deadly pandemic the world has seen since the 1919 Spanish flu, is quite remarkable within the historical context of the Trump re-election cycle. Statistics after the event will record the ultimate effect the virus has on humanity, and historians and politicians will craft their narratives, opinions, analyzes and perspective, or lack thereof, on the end statistics, as they will in the meantime with their deluge of opinion and ongoing regurgitation of incomprehensible statistics du jour, selected to demonize their political opponents. I hope the penny drops and they grow up, but I doubt they will. Trump will be painted as the devil, Boris will be a murdering fascist, and demonic Cummings will be Beelzebub's personal child eater in the minds and words of the BBC, ITV, Sky, The Independent, Owen Jones, The Guardian, The New York Times, The Washington Post, CNN, MSNBC, etc., but of course they aren't. They're just in the situation, doing their best. The outcome of the COVID-19 virus is not currently predictable. The variables are unquantifiable and the known unknowns are still too many. If people in the UK follow the Prime Minister's guidance, the outcome in respect of COVID-19 fatalities will be better than if his guidance is ignored. I am sure the PM is aware that the country cannot tolerate the cure being more deadly than the virus itself, and that all advice given by government is mindful of this. Considering the possible alternatives, the people of the US and the UK are lucky to have President Donald J. Trump and Prime Minister Boris Johnson at this time. Trump is a winner and he loves his country and its people. Those are self-evident truths. TDS sufferers are immune to this basic understanding, to any attentive human being. He won on Russia. He won on impeachment. He's winning against ISIS. He's winning on the Korean Peninsula. He's winning politically at home. He didn't start World War III. If he had, he'd have probably won the two by now. He is winning on jobs, on tax cuts, on farmer price cuts, on illegal drug imports, on immigration control. Remember, border control equals virus control, and never forget, and everything President Donald J. Trump promised in his inaugural speech he has delivered on. Promises made, promises kept. How refreshing. Prediction and predictive squirrel. Since the COVID-19 China virus outbreak began, President Trump has shown what it is to be a president in a time of crisis. He, along with the people he serves and who serve with him, have made America great again, will win against COVID-19 and, if given the opportunity, they will go out in their numbers on the 3rd of November 2020 and re-elect Donald J. Trump as their president in the 59th quadrennial presidential election. Copyright Counselor James Dalton. James Dalton is a professional engineering consultant, direct democracy advocate and a founding member of the UK's Direct Democracy Party. DVParty.uk